Barber's New Country Kicks 95.3. It's Loose Man and Logan in the morning, and I have special guests in studio. If you please welcome to the show, documentary filmmaker all the way from Melbourne, Australia, Emil Corton. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
We were just talking a few minutes ago before we went on air that you and your crew, and you're here with your producer, Alice Jameson, and a production assistant and casting director, Julia Floster, and you're working on a documentary film that you actually started last year in the area, which is based on a local man who essentially passed away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's a local Aberdeen man. His name is Bob. He contacted us while we were in Australia, actually. He sadly had Parkinson's disease, and he was in the very late stages of that disease, and he wanted us to film the last 8 days of his life. So we came out here to Aberdeen early last year and stayed with him and his family and recorded as much as we could right up into his final minutes, actually. And it was an amazing experience. It was amazing to be here in Aberdeen.
Wow. That's pretty heavy when somebody calls you and asks you, hey, can you do this? And what goes through your mind when somebody asks you that?
It was confronting, man. I mean, to be honest, we had to stop and think if we could do him justice and you know, commit as he had requested. But I think when we spoke to him, we had a couple of conversations over the phone while we were back in Australia. He was so adamant and so, resolute that he really wanted to see this through that, yeah, we decided to bring a crew over and shoot the film.
How did he find out about you?
Well, we'd spent about the last... We were really interested in telling this kind of story, so mm-hmm. we'd been reaching out to hospice centres and to doctors and to different groups kind of all over the world, actually. Mm-hmm. We'd been doing that for about 18 months.
So this was something that you were pursuing. You were pursuing a film of this nature. And how do you go about, when you're pursuing something like or trying to do something like that, and you call up, say, nursing homes and whatnot, how do you go about saying... Yeah, listen, we're looking for somebody who's about to die. How does that... That's got to be uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable, and it's tricky, and you just have to really make sure that people... I think my past work, my past documentaries, I've spent mm-hmm. sometimes 3 years, 5 years, even 7 years following yeah. individuals. So that helps put people at ease a little bit sure. to understand that it's not one of these kind of smash and grab, like a short news story. It's something that's a lot more human and has a lot more respect to it. So, but it is, I think it's why it took 18 months, to be honest with you, because it's not an easy thing to ask of anyone.
So now pretty much you filmed this obviously last year, but you're back in Aberdeen because you need exterior shots of the town. And it becomes a bit of a hassle when you try to film exterior shots and then you have to chase everybody down for waivers to be in your film. So it's a little bit easier just to get local folks to want to be a part of it. And that's kind of why you're here.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose we're kind of casting for these scenes in the film that will be like, scenes of regular Aberdeen life. So mm-hmm. everything from people walking their dog to high school kids coming, home from school, people playing in the park, people coming home from work. We've got to do about 15 or 20 of these little scenes or vignettes, mm-hmm. I suppose, and we just thought it would be a lot easier to reach out to you guys and to reach out to the community to see if people wanted to take part.
How many people are you looking for?
Yeah, look, in total we're looking for about 20 people, and all age ranges, so everything from literally toddlers through to people in their 80s. So I suppose that would comprise of around 15 different scenes. So if you're interested, and a listener is interested in that, also like their friend or husband or mm-hmm. little sister to participate, that's also yeah. great.
So if friends and family, bring them along.
Exactly,
because that's kind of the way to do it.
Yeah, so in a way, like if we could cast couples or whole families, that would be a lot better for us, because obviously each other, and on camera yeah. you can be more relaxed. So sure. we're really open to pretty much any kind of combination.
So you need at least 20, 30 people, and in order to do that, we've got a social media site for the production crew, and you can reach them through Flood Projects on Facebook, but we're going to link this to our Facebook page, and we're going to also put this story and this interview on our website, which will have links to contact them through their Facebook page. But time is of the essence. You need people like now.
Yeah, we've left it. We're shooting basically between Thursday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, it'd be really great if people listening to this, if they can get in touch pretty much straight away so we can start scheduling. The one thing I should also say is we can definitely work around people's schedules because mm-hmm. we're, you know, we're, people are doing us a favor. We won't need more than an hour of your time.
Sure.
And so we can start, yeah, but we'll be shooting between Thursday and Saturday.
Now, just so there's no confusion for anybody, there's no compensation being offered.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. Unfortunately,
we're not going to make you a movie star.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's an independently financed documentary, because we're only needing people for, you know, sometimes half an hour to an hour, we hope that if you're interested, it'd be lovely to work with you.
Be a part of it, but don't go looking for a paycheck.
Sadly, not on this one.
Hey, it'd just be kind of fun just to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Half an hour. What's a half an hour? Come on. Well, appreciate you guys coming on by today. I want to thank Emil Corton, who is our guest this morning, all the way from Australia, as is his crew, Alice and Julia. They'll be filming Thursday through Saturday. And again, if you are interested, we have links to their social media on our website and on our Facebook page, and you can get a hold of them that way and just tell them that you'd want to be a part of this. Also, you want to throw a phone number out?
We would love to throw a phone number out.
Here's a phone number, yeah.
So you can contact our casting director, Julia, on 360-268-2581.
And again, we'll post that on our social media and our website as well. Well, I want to thank you, Emil, for coming in today, and it was a very enlightening talking to you about what it is you're doing, and I think that's a very admirable thing that you've done. And I know it wasn't easy.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.